Hello, good evening, and welcome to Seascapes. On tonight's programme, an ecological disaster averted off the Waterford coast and exploring marine archaeology in Sligo. A major alert was triggered in Waterford this week when the Lily Bee, a 100-metre cargo vessel, got into severe difficulty close inshore in very bad weather. She was carrying 3,000 tonnes of coal from Poland and was within an hour of running onto the rocks near Hookhead. Captain Darren Doyle is the harbour master in Waterford, and he told me what happened.
She lost all power outside of the Port of Waterford limits. Her drift was setting her to the northwest, which would bring her into the port limits of the Port of Waterford. The vessel actually called the Coast Guard on VHF Channel 16 to raise the issue. And they also contacted the port radio. And on hearing that, I obviously contacted Captain McMahon, the harbour master in New Ross, to alert the agent in New Ross that his vessel was in difficulty and that he should arrange a tug, basically, to dispatch to the vessel. Now, I obviously, that the two tugs involved are actually based and located in the port of Waterford, in Waterford City, actually. So I phoned the tugs masters, basically to give them a heads up that they'll be getting a call very shortly so that they muster their crew and make necessary preparations.
They knew the ship was coming, so they had some preparations underway.
No, they didn't.
No, oh, really?
No, the vessel itself, you see, was going to New Ross. It didn't actually require a tug for berthing operations or transiting the port of Waterford. The vessel would basically have a pilot board at Dummer East, at the pilot station at Dummer East, and the Waterford pilot would bring the vessel up to Chief Point, whereby a New Ross pilot would board a vessel and bring the vessel then the rest of the journey up of the river to New Ross.
So when you alerted those tugs, what was the situation then?
Basically, they had to obviously ensure that they had all necessary fuel and muster their crew, basically make all preparations then to get out to sea, and obviously, which were a very difficult situation and conditions.
The weather was very bad.
It certainly was, yeah, and particularly around the Hook area, is a notorious area. Then obviously, we had a tide against the wind as well on our Duncannon bars, which is quite difficult as well.
So when they approached the ship then, how did they get on board? What did they do?
Yeah, so when they arrived on scene, they had great difficulty in establishing a tow line. And actually, the vessel's forward winches and windlass had no power to pull the tow line on board. And obviously, you can imagine it was extremely difficult for the crew to physically pull quite a heavy tow line on board. And of course, if you put yourself in the crew's position, they're very cold, wet, and indeed, it's a very traumatic experience for them. And of course, the crew had their English was limited. And of course, bear in mind too that the crew themselves would not have had the state-of-the-art personal protective equipment that, shall we say, the crew of members of the Ireland Light would have had.
Okay.
So it was obviously a very stressful and traumatic experience for them as well.
So when the tug approaches, does the ship throw a smaller line to the tug or vice versa, or what do they do?
The tug tried to get the line across, but actually, to be fair, the Dummer East and Kilmore and Rosslare lifeboats aided that process and brought small messenger lines to the tug itself, which is a great help, and they actually did a fantastic job in obviously, as I said, very difficult conditions.
They first managed to slow the drift of the Lily Bee.
They did, yeah. They established tow lines on the vessel and stabilised the position and actually towed the vessel to the eastwards of Hookhead, which is a fantastic job.
So when you finally got the tug lines on board, what happened then?
Yeah, so when we finally got that operation carried out, we were notified that the lines made fast to the tug were basically ship's mooring lines, which would not have been as strong as a tugboat's line itself. So Basically, at around, I think it was around 9:30 that night, we carried out a review of the situation. And obviously, it became apparent that progress towards Waterford was indeed very slow. And we were actually concerned as to the integrity of the tow line. And of course, the risk to the environment and the possibility of blocking the navigation channel if we continued the tow. So, in consultation with the Irish Coast Guard's Maritime Rescue Coordination Centre in Dublin, which, by the way, did a fantastic job on the day coordinating the response of all agencies. Eventually, I decided to direct the vessel to a safe anchorage in Waterford Harbour.
So they anchored for the night and you got moving again the next morning?
They did, yes. The crew managed to restore power to the winches, the forward winches, to bring home the anchor, which was a great achievement in them. And then our senior pilot, Michael Griffin, safely guided the vessel to our Bellevue facility with the aid of two tugs, namely the Tramontane and the Bargart.
And where's the Lily B now?
Lily B now is currently alongside in Bellevue. Repairs have been effected and she'll proceed, all going well, to the port in the Ross tomorrow.
And that was Captain Darren Doyle, the harbour master in Waterford.